This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, master coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Hey, hey, listener. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. The episode is going to kick off in just a moment, and I wanted to give you a heads up that this was an episode that I recorded, out for a walk, and it just kind of came through me and downloaded. So it's not the best audio quality, but I'm not here for perfectionism, and I know that you're tuning in because you don't care about that stuff either. What I did want to remind you, though, before you dive into this latest episode, is that the doors for my signature 6-week live coaching program are open right now, called Weight Loss from Within. It's really a deep dive into you knowing yourself better and unpacking the stories that you're holding about your body, your relationship with yourself, food, so that you can create the results that you really want to create. And that might be weight loss, and it might be simply having a healthy, whole relationship with your body instead of not being able to look at yourself in the mirror. So doors are only open until tomorrow. That would be July 30th at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure that the clock doesn't make your decision for you. You can find out more information about the program at lisacarpenter.ca/WFW live. And I look forward to welcoming you inside our private Facebook community with the women who have already said yes to themselves. Now, enjoy the episode. Well, hey, hey, listener, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. My name's Lisa Carpenter, and I am your hostess. You know, you would think after, I don't know how many episodes in now, that I would actually be able to find the words when I start these episodes, and I still get stumped. And it really is because I love to record these episodes really off the cuff, when something is on my mind, not always when the time is convenient or when I have my notes in front of me. So you may or may not have been picking up on some of the background noise. I'm actually out for my evening walk, and there's a significant amount of people out and about walking on motorbikes, really enjoying this beautiful BC evening. You know, July and August here in Vancouver, Canada, which is where I'm at. It's just a phenomenal time of year, and everybody gets outside because for so many months of the year, it is really kind of, you know, if you're familiar with Seattle, Washington, the same type of climate, kind of gray, cloudy, overcast, wet, rainy. So when the sun comes out here, it's like everybody goes outside. And thankfully, our COVID numbers are way down. People are still practicing social distancing, but they're really enjoying getting outside, which is, you know, West Coast living at its finest. Now, if you're following along with me on Instagram, you'll also know that I am just recently returned from a vacation with my hubby. And every summer I get some time off of being a mom. My parents very generously take Jake for a week up to their cabin, and it gives me and my hubby a chance to just kind of spend some quality time together. But generally, he's been working, and this is the first time in a really long time we
really planned to take this time off and to take it off together. Now, this is where it gets interesting around our vacation, because I had really wanted to go to the interior of BC. And because I made the assumption, wrongly, that people would be staying home and not traveling because of COVID, I didn't book anything. So when I went to book where I wanted us to be able to stay, it was full. And I had one of those moments that I've gotten very used to with this kind of, oh, another thing that I don't get to do. And in that moment, it was again realizing that I was attached to how I wanted things to look and how I wanted things to be. And I made the decision to just kind of hand it over. And my hubby said, how about we just do a trip to Whistler? So if you're familiar with Whistler, Whistler, BC is a premier destination for people around the world. It's a beautiful piece of country. People save their money so that they can come to BC and vacation here. It is on their bucket list. And I was like, ugh, Whistler, right? Because it's in my backyard. It's always there. Well, lo and behold, this trip was such a magical trip for me and such a great reminder, even to me who lives and breathes this work, of perspective is everything. Perspective is everything. So as I'm taking these short little clips to share with my audience on Instagram, and I'm getting feedback and I'm hearing people's words, and it made me realize, like, oh my God, I am vacationing in a place that other people dream of vacationing, and this is my backyard. So I want to remind you that everything that you need, you already have. And it's just a matter of you seeing your environment, your surroundings, your circumstance through a different light to help you really love and appreciate where you're at. And that's what COVID has really taught all of us, to slow down and appreciate and have gratitude for where we are. And I really, you know, when I sunk into that, it allowed me to experience Whistler in a way I've never experienced Whistler, because we usually bomb in and bomb out for, you know, a quick night, or, and we really indulged just being tourists in our own backyard and really breathed in the scenery and the air and the hikes and the canoeing and the walking and the zip trekking and the spying and all the different things that Whistler has to offer. Spectacular views. And can I just tell you that the being able to get into the convertible and have that be part of the experience, and the joy, oh my goodness, the joy that my husband experienced driving the car, and having, like, it was just amazing to see him embrace my dream, and he not even realizing how much joy that that car was going to bring into his life as well. It was so, so fun. It was so fun to watch. So I'm back. I'm revived. I'm refreshed. You know, I never feel like I have to take a vacation from my life, because I truly have built a life that I love, a business that is thriving. But it's nice to take a vacation just to really unplug and tune back into some of the things that maybe you take for granted. So it was just a really, really awesome experience. Now, the reason that I am doing this podcast on a Monday night, Tuesday night, what day is it? Oh my goodness. Tuesday night is, I gotta kind of be in my bonnet about something that I wanted to talk about. So we've opened the doors for Weight Loss From Within. And this is a program that I, you know, created quite a while ago. I launched it last year for the first time live, and it's really picked up steam and momentum because it does the work that most women are avoiding doing. And that is the work on addressing your thoughts and belief about yourself. Because your thoughts and beliefs about yourself are what actually create the results that you want. So You may think that going out and eating the right food or tracking your food or following a diet or doing the exercise is going to create results. And it will, and it won't. And let me explain. We are only as good as the person doing the doing. So to break this down, if you're out there doing the exercise and eating the food, but you haven't changed your beliefs about who you are or how you feel or how you think about your body or what you believe it takes to create transformation in your life, any change that you make is going to be fleeting at best. And I see this time and time and time again. Women are chasing a problem to fix that problem when that problem isn't actually the problem. So, losing weight is not hard. Now, I know that some of you will argue with me about that, but hear me out. So many women make body transformation hard. And I'm not saying that it doesn't take work, because let me tell you, it does. The doing takes work, especially as we get older. It's not as easy. Oh, there's a motorbike. It's not as easy as a woman to transform your body without putting in the work. But why do we avoid doing the work? Why do we avoid doing the work? And it's there's so many different layers to this. But at the end of the day, if you believe that putting in the work isn't going to make a hill of beans because you're just going to end up gaining the weight again, you're going to have a hard time committing to the work. If you're trying to do the work from a place of my body's not good enough, I hate my body, I can't even look at myself in the mirror, my thighs are too this, my hips are too that, my belly is this, you know, what's wrong with me? We can't beat ourselves up to transformation. We can't judge our way to loving our bodies. And if you think that losing weight is suddenly going to magically transform you into loving yourself, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it rarely happens. Why do you think so many women lose weight and end up putting it back on again? Because the problem they were focusing on wasn't the problem. The problem is not your weight. You believe the problem is your weight because that is the story you've been telling yourself over and over and over again. But it's what you believe about your body. It's what you believe about your weight. It's what you make it all mean that is really the problem. And then we get into finding other reasons why we can't have what we want. And it's our hormones, and it's our this, and it's our that, and it's our my kids, and my husband, and my work, and it's too hard to eat healthy. It's too hard to do this. My body's sore, I can't exercise. And what if all of those were excuses? Now, I'm not saying that your hormones don't play a role. I'm not saying that at all, because rest and your hormones do play a role, absolutely. But they actually don't prevent you from creating transformation. They really don't. You have to partner with and know and understand your body. You have to stop treating your body like an afterthought. You have to stop treating your health as an afterthought. So why are your hormones screwed up in the first place? Is it because you don't get enough sleep? Is it because you've been not feeding your body foods that are going to help it thrive and feel its best? So your body, just so we're clear, your body has been working for you from the moment you were conceived. Have you actually been giving it what it needs to support you? But then you turn the finger back around on yourself and say, well, now my body's letting me down because of my hormones and I'm aging and premenopause and I'm this and I'm that and then the other thing. What makes that true? Why do women concede defeat as we get older? I will be turning 48 this year. And ladies, I am in the best physical and emotional place I have ever been in my life. Because I've done the healing work and continue to do the healing work on myself and what I believe to be true. I'm not just rolling over and saying, well, I'm 47 now, I'm menopausal. Yes, I said that on the podcast. I am officially in menopause, ladies. Yet, have I had some of the symptoms of menopause? Absolutely. Have I had to ride out some things? Yes. And I've made taking care of myself and my health my number one priority. So those symptoms are manageable and they are not like, oh, well, it's just going to be this way. It doesn't have to be that way. It's your health can be whatever you want it to be. Your body can be whatever you want it to be. But you have to address the role that you've been playing in the relationship with your body. Change your beliefs and your stories and your interpretations so that you can take action from a different place and be willing to do the actual work that is going to create lasting results. Or you can stay in this place of just conceding defeat and saying, well, it is what it is. This is just the way my body's going to be. Now, I'm not saying you need to subscribe to my lifestyle. That's not for everybody. But what I'm saying is, are you making a choice to be a victim of your circumstances as opposed to really taking responsibility for how you've been showing up for your body? Can you honestly say that you get enough sleep every night? Can you honestly say that you're drinking enough water? Can you honestly say that you're moving your body not to punish it, but because you love it and it needs to move? Our bodies are made to move. Do you feed it well? Like, do you feed it to nourish it? Or are you feeding yourself to numb out the feelings that you don't want to be with? Or to numb out anything in your life that you don't want to be with? There's so much here to unpack. And that really is why I designed Weight Loss From Within, because I wanted everybody to just hit the pause button and do the deep dive work, the deep introspection, the moment to create some clarity and to get radically honest with yourself about the stories that you've been carrying. Because those are the things that are getting in the way of you actually being committed to having an amazing relationship with your body. So it's not really about weight loss. It's about really unpacking the lies that you've been telling yourself, that you keep telling yourself, that you're so attached to. Because if you stay attached to those lies, you get to just stay where you are. And as much as people say to me, well, Lisa, I don't want to stay where I am. Well, if you really didn't want to stay where you are, you wouldn't be where you are. Because we all have free choice. We all have free will. But maybe to get to where you want to be requires you doing a different type of work first, so that then you can actually get to work on what it takes to create what you want. Because you're not going to own your way to physical transformation, just like you're not going to own your way to amazing financial success in business. I had to do the inside out work around my money. I had to do the inside out work around what it meant to be a CEO and run a business. I had to let go of so many stories and beliefs I had about success, my capabilities, my confidence, my self-worth, my self-esteem. I had to explore everything. And as I peeled those layers away, it made it so much easier for me to show up and do the day in, day out work required in my business to grow a successful business. What changed is who I am now at my core is so radically different that when I take action, I create different results because it's coming from a different energy. And I hope that I'm really getting this ball across the plate, that when I say you're doing as is only as good as the being, like who you are being, doing the doing. This is something that one of my mentors, Jim Fortin, says all the time. The energy behind your doing matters so much more. So again, I come back to that place. How do you expect to create lasting transformation if you're coming at physical transformation from a place of punishment and I'm not good enough and I hate my body? We can't hate our way to change. We can't hate ourselves into loving ourselves. Like, that makes zero sense. So that was my little soapbox rant for this Tuesday evening. I hope that you were willing to tolerate some of the background noise. I hope that this message resonates. If it really rubs up against you the wrong way, I encourage you, take a look at why that is. What specifically am I saying that is not sitting well with you? Is there some truth in there that you need to explore? Because I know when somebody says something to me and I get all like uppity, like, nope, don't, how dare you say that, or that's not true, or you don't know me. That is actually an opportunity for me to point the finger back at myself and say, wow, what is it that this is bumping up against me? What is it in me that is being triggered, that isn't sitting well? What truth, what hurt, what value have they bumped up against in me that I need to look at for my growth? So, you know, I've said over and over and over again that I am here to be a disruptor of the status quo. I am here to live an extraordinary life, and I am here to support the women that I work with living extraordinary lives, having extraordinary health, and making themselves a priority in their lives, making their health a priority, making their physical and emotional well-being a priority. Because when those things are in alignment, everything is possible for you. You can achieve anything you want when you just learn how to love yourself more and take responsibility for what you're not taking responsibility for. So on that note, I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful week. If you are considering joining Weight Loss From Within and you're like, I don't know if this program is for me, and this podcast episode made you a little bit prickly, I invite you to go over to the sales page at lisacarpenter.ca/WFW live. Read through it. Watch my video. And then decide to join us and take this journey. Allow me to be your guide and your support, to hold the space for you to do this work, to get uncomfortable, to create the change that you really want in yourself. Because I tell you, on the other side of this program, you will discover things about yourself and you will see transformation in yourself that you didn't even know you were after. Just like my vacation, I didn't know that that's what I needed. You are going to get so much more out of weight loss from within. You're going to come in thinking you need one thing, and you're going to leave realizing and knowing so much more about yourself. And that's the goal. By the end of this program, you will not think and feel the same way about yourself, your body, That is my guarantee to you. So before you do anything else, head over, check out the program. Doors close on Thursday, so that it's not open for very long, and I don't know when I'm running it again. Might be in the fall, might not be till the spring. So don't make the countdown timer decide for you. Make the decision. If you're tuning into this podcast, you probably already know that this is what you need to give yourself. And you're worth it. So until next episode, please take good care of you. Make yourself a priority. The world needs you. I know that sounds cliche, but really the world needs all of us. And now more than ever, we need women who are willing to make themselves a priority. See, that's what I said. Summer in BC, all the bikes are out. They're loving life. Make you a priority so that you have the energy and the confidence and the vitality to go out and support the changes that we need to see in our world. Until next time, I'll see you on the next episode.
Level with me for a minute. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing you tend to be all the things to all the people. You're an amazing mom, partner, daughter, employee, business owner, chef, house cleaner, all the things. But as a result, there's probably never enough time left over for in the day for you. You are most likely always running on fumes and have little to no energy to spare for yourself, including your body. There's a reason why so many of my clients are exhausted, frustrated, stuck on yo-yo dieting, and hating on how they look. The problem with this way of being is it's completely unsustainable. Imagine always keeping your car's gas tank at 1 gallon. You'd never be able to travel far, and you'd always be interrupting your day with trips to the gas station. Listen, it doesn't have to be this way, but the only way to break out of these ingrained habits is to pause, breathe, and start asking tough questions. Explore and then courageously dismantle the beliefs that have been holding you back so you can be intentional about how you are going to operate and care for yourself moving forward. This is exactly the idea behind my transformational 6-week program, Weight Loss from Within. It includes 30 targeted journal prompts, along with audios, an intimate community, and deep conversations to really help you unpack the stories that you discover. In fact, recently a client told me the biggest gift of Weight Loss from Within was the ability to love myself and my body again. I'm lighter in my mind and my heart. This program changed my perspective about how my body, quote, should be, and made me appreciate all the things it allows me to do. And honestly, that makes my heart so happy. This is why I do this work, because I am committed to helping you understand that we must prioritize the things we love. And this includes your body. So if you're not prioritizing your physical well-being, what does that say about how you think and feel about yourself? So enrollment from Weight Loss from within is open right now. Now is the time to get through the doors, but it's only open until tomorrow at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on July the 30th. So, what is it costing you? What is it costing you to stay in this place? Don't let the clock decide for you. I will see you inside Weight Loss from Within. And you can join by heading over to lisacarpenter.ca/WFW live. So TikTok, doors close tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, July 30th. I'll see you inside.